This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 162 for Thursday, November 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are on the upswing Thursday afternoon, trying to recover some lost ground after the sharp losses incurred earlier this week. With the final settlement still pending, the January canola contract at $6.50 at $571.10 per ton. The March contract gains $5.10 at $584.20 per ton. Activity in canola is lighter as the United States markets are closed today for Thanksgiving. U.S. trading hours will be reduced for Friday. Support for canola is coming from upticks in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. Crude oil is slightly higher, providing some spillover to the vegetable oils. The threat of tariffs to be imposed by the incoming Trump administration are the main driver of canola prices this week. Also, there's pressure coming from the uncertainty surrounding the U.S. biofuel industry. It's unclear if the Trump administration will keep the tax credits the industry is currently getting. Should Canada's canola oil exports to the U.S. be impacted, there's enough global demand to eventually pick up the slack. However, sharply higher transportation costs will mean lower canola prices. A week today, Stat Canada will release its principal field crop report, with the trade widely expecting a cut to canola production. The Farmer Survey-based report is believed to have canola output anywhere between 17 million to 18.5 million tons. StatCan's September estimate is 18.98 million tons. With strong canola exports and the crush working at capacity, a drop in production will mean much tighter supplies. That could force price rationing by spring. The Canadian dollar is higher on Thursday afternoon. The loonie is at 71.38 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 71 and a quarter. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will publish its export sales report on Friday. Soybean export sales are projected to be 1.5 million to 2.4 million tons. Soy meal is forecast to be 150,000 to 500,000 tons, with soy oil at 25,000 to 50,000 tons. U.S. corn export sales range from 800,000 to 2 million tons, and wheat is slotted at 200,000 to 600,000 tons. The USDA is scheduled to release its monthly crush report on Monday. The average trade guess places the crush at nearly 211 million bushels of soybeans, with soy oil stocks at 1.52 billion pounds. Reports out of Brazil say barge traffic on the Amazon River system is returning to normal, aiding the country's exports of soybeans. Sovicon reduces its call on Russian wheat exports by 1.8 million tons, now at 44.1 million. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, November 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.